A dispute between the U.S. and Israel over Israeli housing plans in East Jerusalem set the stage for Clinton's APAC speech. Outside the meeting, anti-Israel demonstrators made their views known, but Clinton had soothing words about American backing for Israel. She called the U.S. commitment to Israel rock solid.
For President Obama and for me, and for this entire administration, our commitment to Israel's security and Israel's future is rock solid, unwavering, enduring, and forever.
But she also said the United States expects Israel and the Palestinians to be flexible as U.S. Middle East envoy George Mitchell works to convene negotiations on the core issues of the peace process. Continued conflict between Israel and its Arab neighbors, she said, threatens Israel's future as a secure and democratic Jewish state. She said the status quo is unsustainable.
There is another path, a path that leads towards security and prosperity for Israel, the Palestinians, and all the people of the region. But it will require all parties, including Israel, to make difficult but necessary choices.
Clinton's speech came 2 weeks after Israel announced it will build new Jewish housing in East Jerusalem. The announcement coincided with a visit to Israel by Vice President Joe Biden, and that put a chill in the relationship. Since then, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has reassured the U.S. that U.S. brokered Israeli-Palestinian proximity talks can deal with the core issues, including Jerusalem. But Mr. Netanyahu has also said Israel will not freeze Jewish construction in East Jerusalem, which Palestinians want as the capital of a future state. Clinton said U.S. criticism of Israel over the issue was not related to Jerusalem's final status, but only about creating trust around the negotiations.
New construction in East Jerusalem or the West Bank undermines that mutual trust and endangers the proximity talks that are the first step toward the full negotiations that both sides say they want and need. And it exposes daylight between Israel and the United States that others in the region hope to exploit.
Clinton said the militant Palestinian movement Hamas, which controls Gaza, must renounce violence and recognize Israel if it wants a role in the process. The secretary also said there is no greater strategic threat to Israel than the prospect of a nuclear-armed Iran.
A nuclear-armed Iran would embolden its terrorist clientele and would spark an arms race that could destabilize the region. This is unacceptable. So let me be very clear. The United States is determined to prevent Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons.
She said sanctions that will bite Iran are what the U.S. is aiming for, and she said there's a growing international consensus to pressure Iran to change course. David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.